When I worked at GameStop, every single time a storm would roll in, a tornado could be out in the damn parking lot waiting on me to get off so it could kick my ass, and I was not allowed to leave. I remember one time there was a blizzard, yes, in Alabama, which was very strange, and I wasn't allowed to leave. The roads froze over and they closed, and it took me 12 hours to get home, and I lived right down the road. There was cars littered everywhere. Something that companies do a lot is when there's natural disasters, they just would prefer you die for the company like they would. Except they're not there. They're at their home chilling. Well, this happened during the recent floodings of Hurricane Helen, blowing up the damn southeast, and a lot of people actually drowned because they were forced to stay at their jobs. Check this out right here, and don't forget to subscribe. This is going to blow your asshole out. You're going to have no ass. Check this out. Look at it. Look at it. So here's what Impact Plastics in Irwin, Tennessee said. They said, "We are devastated by the tragic loss of great employees," said the founder of the company. "Those who are missing or deceased and their families are in our thoughts and prayers." Keep in mind, this is the same company that allegedly did not let their employees leave. I do want to say that I remember one time during one of these weather events when I worked at GameStop, one of our employees was severely injured in a car crash on the way home. And they did not get any, I guess, payment for that. I remember talking to them. This was 7 years ago now. I remember talking to them and being like, "Well, did GameStop pay for your car and your medical bills?" Nope, they didn't. They didn't give a fuck. And they don't, right? They don't care. It's never been about actual people. But here we go.
We were all working, and the power went out. And I got a text right when the power went out from another employee saying that the parking lot was flooded. I started walking up towards the break room. That's where you walk out at, to the parking lot. And I seen the parking lot flooded, and I was like, what do I do? And I told me move my car. They said, move my car. So I moved my car to higher ground, which it was still in water. There wasn't no at all dry ground in the parking lot. I got out. I said, "Can we leave?" And the woman said, "No, not until I speak with Jerry." It was too late. We had one way in, one way out. And when they told us we could leave, the one way out was blocked off. So we were stuck in traffic on that road, waiting to see what we're going to do, because everybody knew it was just one way. And then we turned around. We all finally got turned around. And some people going up this big old train road, four-wheel drive, were getting up there barely. And people were getting stuck trying to get up there. We didn't know what to do. We were in panic mode. So the water was coming up. And then we did what we had to survive. It was a guy in a 4x4 came, picked a bunch of us up, and saved our lives. Or we'd have been dead too.
What does that feel like now to be, one of the, few that made it out? I don't know how many.
It hurts. It hurts knowing that they didn't make it and I did. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't seem fair to me that they didn't make it.
What would you say to the company?
Why'd you make us work that day? Why? We shouldn't have worked. We shouldn't have been there. None of us should have been there. And that's what I should have said to them. Why did you make us work when you knew you said in the statement you were monitoring it? Why did you make us stay and work?
Because they don't give a shit if you live or die. It doesn't matter how small or how large the company is. They don't give a shit if you live or die. The only thing they care about is lawsuits. And hell, they're going to have a lot of them. And they deserve every one of them. I will never understand how people that run companies don't see the worst storm in a century is coming. And they're like, fuck it, we're just going to work today. We got to make sure we beat profit from last year. We're looking at our P&L report, and we got to make sure we beat profit from last year. That's all they care about. They do not care about the well-being of these employees. I experienced this dozens of times working at just a small retail brick-and-mortar store.
And it broke my heart to see that they died and that they didn't make it. All because of greed, I think.
Yeah, well, of course.
Do you know how many people are gone?
Six from Impact Plastics. We lost six people.
People always say, well, why didn't they just leave? And it's not like that they made them stay, right? Okay. So here's why that's an ignorant statement. And I've seen this all throughout the years. It's not directed at anybody. But I've seen this statement throughout the years of talking about this exact same subject matter. And people will be like, well, you know, who was holding a gun to their head and making them stay? The perspective that you lack is people can't afford to lose their jobs. Now more than ever, with inflation and everything, people can't just afford to lose their job when they're living paycheck to paycheck, day to day. You can't afford to just be like, well, I'm going to leave anyway and then risk getting fired and losing your job and losing everything when you have a family to provide for, right? A lot of people will see, oh, I would have just left anyway. Would you have? If you were in the exact same position where you, your wife or your husband or your kids were all relying on you to pay the bills, keep a roof over their head and keep, you know, food on the table, would you have left every time there's a storm? That's the point. Okay. That's the point. That's how this thing's always gone down. It's just a weird, I think it's a lack of perspective because I didn't leave when I was in these same situations because I didn't want to lose my job. What happens if the storm is not that bad and I leave and I get home? Oh, guess what? I'm fired the next day. That's how that works, right? You can't always predict what's going to happen. Companies need to take it upon themselves to let people leave when the weather is bad. Flood warnings, hurricanes, right? Tornadoes. We were made to stay at my store with tornado warnings and tornadoes in the area with no power. And they wanted us to do cash transactions and write down stuff on receipts. Do handwritten receipts instead of leaving. No shit. At GameStop. This is an actual corporate company.
11 employees were swept away from their workplace because their bosses didn't let them evacuate during Hurricane Helene.
I said, can we leave? And the woman said, no.
The Tennessee plastic plant workers watched as floodwaters rose in the parking lot, begging their supervisors to let them leave. But instead, they were forced to stay, even after the plant lost power.
We were still told not to go home or nothing. We were still there for about 15 to 20 minutes after the plant lost power.
When they were finally allowed to leave, it was too late. Some workers managed to drive away from the plant, while 11 employees were swept away from the semi-truck. Five of them managed to find a safe place and were later rescued. Two others were found dead, and the rest are still missing.
They are really grieving, and all that they really want is closure. They just want closure for their family.
Hurricane Helene's death toll is already over 160, with an estimated 85 people.
That just infuriates me. It infuriates me, man. Absolutely infuriates me. I hope those companies get sued into the ground and can never recover.